dance performance scheduled for Saturday at SUNY New Paltz showcases the work of young students from a private dance center in Ulster County. This year's performance includes a focus on empowering girls, a theme that grew out of, in part, the presidential election. I spoke with founder and director of Barefoot Dance Center, Jesse Levy, about the annual performance. Levy says one of the pieces on the program, Like a Girl, explores sexism that girls encounter in their daily lives. She says it grew out of a project a few years ago called The Importance of Taking Up Space. It examined how teenage girls feel about being girls. Fast forward to November 2016, when Donald Trump was elected president.
Sexploitation of girls in dance education has gotten worse and worse and worse progressively over the years. And then, of course, with Trump becoming president and all of my students having heard what he said about women and see how he treats women, it was so shocking to them that somebody like that could actually become our president. So the day after the election, these girls came to dance class. They weren't allowed to speak about the election at many of the schools because teachers and administrators didn't want kids to get into fights, I guess. And so they kind of exploded into the dance studio with all of these deep, deep feelings. And so we just sat in a circle, and I just said, everybody's going to get a chance to talk, and everybody's going to get a chance to listen. And then they started working on pieces. And we actually turned this dance into something very specifically about all sorts of different concerns that they had.
And here's how some of those concerns arose and the dance piece evolved.
They did this beautiful, amazing work based on a list that they created called The Pros and Cons of Being a Girl. And the cons list, side of the list, was almost twice as long as the pros. And these girls were like 9 to 12, so it was really sad. But I do think that as they worked harder and harder on this project, they felt more and more empowered by it, and they felt more able to stand up for themselves and talk about their perceptions of experiences that they had had and also what they're seeing in the world around them. And one of my favorite quotes by one of the students, the very first thing on the list, they went around in the circle and I said, okay, what are some pros and what are some cons? And one girl raised her hand and I said, okay, what is it? She said, it's definitely a con. And I said, well, what is it? And she said, the need to prove that we're not damsels in distress, which I thought was amazing. And that kind of became a jumping off point for us and the choreography project that they worked on, which they ended up calling Like a Girl.
Levy gives an example of how girls are becoming empowered through dance.
This really funny story of a mom telling me that, they were in the store the other day and there was a guy in the store who was kind of behaving not very nicely, and her daughter looked at her and said, Mom, let's get out of here. He is a sexist pig. And so they're starting to recognize, when behavior is positive toward girls or negative. And I think she felt that way because, this person was making comments about bodies. And we just don't do that here. So she had an understanding, and she had the confidence to say, I don't want to listen to that. I don't want to be around that.
Levy believes there is a pervasive hypersexualization of female dance students in general, another reason why her curriculum uses dance as a platform for empowering girls.
It's quite a phenomenon. In many, many dance schools, it's become kind of the norm for adults to choreograph movements that are adult movements, and the dance is a song where the lyrics are also based on very mature themes, and then the kids are asked to wear very sexualized costumes and doing perhaps movements that they don't even know themselves to be sexual because they're too young to understand that. And my feeling is this is one of the dangers of choreographing, taking our adult themes and ideas and concepts and placing them on children. I think as a choreographer, I'm much more interested in listening to the kids and hearing where they're at and either letting them express themselves by choreographing on their own, or if I'm going to choreograph on them, make sure that I stay in their world. And it's not to dumb them down, because they're not dumb. They're incredibly smart and incredibly creative. So I can give voice to them in a sophisticated way, but at an age-appropriate way.
Barefoot Dance Center's annual student dance concert is Saturday at 5 p.m. at McKenna Theater at SUNY New Paltz. The students performing range in age from 3 to 18, while the girls in the Like a Girl piece are 10 to 13. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.